Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicky. I just called and talked to one of your customer service reps about 10 minutes ago on an order that I just want to verify that it did all get canceled and not just the one-year warranty. She said she was going to send me an email, and I still haven't received that. So I figured, well, if I call back, you might be able to verify that it has been canceled, all of it.
Sure. May I have that? Give me just one moment. Okay. May I have that zip code, sir, so I can try and locate that account, please?
Yes. 48161.
Okay. Just one moment, please. And your first and last name, sir?
Thomas Rogoff.
And the zip code was 48161?
Correct.
Okay, just one moment, Mr. Rogoff. Can you verify that shipping address for me, sir?
Yes, 43 Scott Street, Apartment 3, Monroe, Michigan.
Okay, thank you for that information. Give me just a moment to look over this account and see if it's been canceled. Okay. One moment, please. Okay, sir, thank you for holding. I do not see where it is. I don't see where it was canceled out. Not completely.
Really?
Yes, sir. I just had a supervisor come and look over it just to make sure. And she said if it doesn't have something on it, it's not canceled out. We're changing software. I'm about to refund the amount and cancel it out. Let me see.
The whole thing. It was just supposed to be the watch, and then it was the watch, then it was the iPods, and then it showed up with the one-year warranty. And it's like I wanted everything gone.
Okay. Well, I've just refunded that charge of $18.94, and I'm going to go back up here and take care of the other.
Vicky, the total I was charged was 24-something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the handling, shipping and handling. The
right.
Items were $8-something. Okay, just so we are on the same page.
Uh-huh. I just refunded the $18.94, and then I'm going to refund that charge was a $12.97 charge, and then an additional $5.97 charge. That's the one that came up to the $18. So now I'm going to refund the she probably just canceled the other one. Let me go back and see. But I'm going to get you taken care of, Mr. Rogoff.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
This is what I called back.
Yeah.
I just feel comfortable with what I was told.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just one moment. Let me get the other one. And you should be getting a refund confirmation email, as a matter of fact. Let me see if this one.
Okay.
No, I actually don't. I mean, I see where she pulled the account up, but I don't see.
Yeah, I just talked to her like 15 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good thing you called back. That's all I can say. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm trying to get back to the original order. Come on. Okay. Okay, now there was that charge of $5.97, then that $18.94. Now this one is strictly for the $5.97, which, and you sure you don't want to keep the watch? I mean the
nope.
Five. Okay, all right, just
nope,
one more.
Just let it all go, because by the time I got done reading all the extra fine print and things like that, it's like, no, let somebody else have it.
Right. Okay. Just one moment, sir. Okay, well, she actually did, because there's no charge here. So she did cancel the original, because there's nothing here for me to return. So she's already refunded that.
Okay.
Yeah, she's okay. Already refunded. She refunded the original one, but not the second one with the warranty. And the, yeah, well, she, yeah. Well, in other words, so you are canceled out now. And I'll give you a cancellation number, sir.
Yeah, she gave me a cancellation number before, too, but...
Which one did she give you? I'm just curious.
She gave me 21671.
Okay. And that's the one she canceled. That's the one she canceled.
But that wasn't everything, though, you're telling me.
Exactly. And the one that I canceled was... Let me go back to it.
Sounds like you're taking care of the iPod part, maybe. Or the
Right.
Yeah.
And the and there was a warranty attached, if I'm not mistaken. It was a Focus watch, which is the iPod, and a warranty. Let me see.
All seemed to 24 and change.
Yeah, it was $12.97 and $5.97. And yeah, she refunded the first one. She didn't do the second one. That's okay. Well, you're all taken care of now, and this cancellation number is going to be 21710. C is in cancel, 21710.
C, 21710. Got it. Okay. How long should it take for the confirmation email?
Well, if ordinarily it takes 24 to 48 hours, sir, but you should be getting a refund confirmation. Now, this is new software that we're using. So the old software would immediately, once you applied a refund, you could get the refund confirmation in a matter of minutes. I'm not sure. I don't want to give you bad information. I'm not sure if that's still the case with this.
Right.
I'll ask, but I assure you, you've been refunded, and I refunded that back to MasterCard ending 9202. And that should be
correct.
Back on your card, sir, within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Awesome. Thank you, Vicky. Appreciate all your help.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you today, sir, before I release the line?
We are good. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. So you have a great day and stay well.
You also. Appreciate
thank you,
help.
Sir.
Bye.
Thanks. Sure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.